Indeed Sponsored Jobs gets you quality candidates when you need them most. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed Sponsored Jobs.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If data management is slowing down your business,
you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here and one here and one here and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates all in one place. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, our next story could certainly be one that would qualify for Ouija Awareness Month coming up in October, the month where we, we really don't do any more Ouija board stories than normal in October, quite honestly. We just talk more about Ouija Awareness Month anyway. This story involves a Ouija board, as you can probably guess. It involves a Ouija board, and it involves an individual that was going through some very trying times, suffering with depression, suffering with so many things. That can be very, very, very debilitating. And if you're sensitive, that shit gets even worse. It can just amplify that stuff. Also can open you up to other things as well. And that's, guess what? What happens? Other things find their way into this individual's life. It really makes it a living hell. Take a listen. I'm Kevin. I'm 27 years old and live in South Florida. My story begins many years ago and still has relevance to this day, which is why I have decided to share this on your podcast. Maybe someone reading or hearing will have an answer and give some advice, so here it goes. It all began as a child. I always had an elevated perception of things. I would have constant deja vu. I'd dream up unusual dreams. My mom used to tell me that we had a powerful spiritual connection to something. Something supernatural. I guess I just couldn't believe in something that I'd never personally experienced. It was until I was about 6. My cousin died of a rare disease. A year later, my grandmother died of cancer, and a few years later, my uncle committed suicide. I became aware of death and passing at a very young age, but it was not until the passing of my sister that my story truly begins. I was 12, and in 5th grade, my sister and I were 4 years apart. She died in a car accident. At the time, it was only my mother and I living in a small duplex, and she was a single parent supporting me, so I was alone most of the day. I was devastated and depressed about my sister. I often used to lie in her room. Her clock radio would often turn on when I'd lie in bed, and I'd ask, "Is that you? Give me a sign." The clock radio would squeal at high pitch, and I would like it. It gave me goosebumps, but I knew it was my sister, so I was happy. She'd come to me in my dreams for a while, but that eventually stopped as the morning progressed. The problem was because of my awareness of the spiritual world. Other entities seemed to take notice of me. It was maybe 2 months after the death of my sister, I came home from school and made myself some lunch and sat down in front of the TV, and I felt a presence. I would say it was an evil presence because it felt as if there were someone standing right behind me, breathing down my neck, and the goosebumps just, they brought me to tears. I kept looking back, but no one was there. I must have looked 20 times before I heard a voice, a deep, evil, dark, terrifying voice, which said my name. Only once, but that was all it took for me to be up and running out of the house as fast as I could. I was so terrified and sure of what I heard, I would not come home for a week and a half. I stayed at a friend's house down the street. My mother would not believe me. She would say, "It's in your head," but I knew what I heard. I am a skeptical person. I do not believe unless witnessed firsthand, and this was the first bad experience I had. It seemed subtle, and it was, but for a child, it was terrifying. I prayed and put my father's cross in my room. This never happened there again. We moved from there not long after. We received insurance money from my sister's death, so we moved 20 minutes away to a nice house in a suburb. This house is where most of my occurrences eventually happened. For the next few years, it was fine. New friends, new life, old wounds. They had all healed. I was a happy kid. Now I'm 16. My father was sick for a year and it finally happened. My father had died. Devastated and depressed was an understatement. I was mortified. I began to frequently fake my happiness. I'd closed the door to the spiritual world years before, and because of the death of my father, I had questions. A big mistake. I began to use a toy store bought Ouija board. My girlfriend and I decided to play around with it one night at her house. I was trying to raise my father. I got something, but it was not my father. I really did not think I was going to really work, but I was skeptical. I was answering questions, and it was comical, thinking it my girlfriend messing with me. I asked the spirit to give me a sign to know this is real and that I could believe who it was, and I expressed that I did not believe. The piece stopped moving for a moment and started back slowly, spelling out R-A-T, and then it was gone. I laughed, thinking about how stupid. Several hours later that night, while we were lying on our couch watching TV, we heard a crash. We turned the lights on in the kitchen, and there was a large rat on the counter. This was the first and last time I had ever seen a rat. I was convinced, but scared. My mind was now open again, and again, it was a huge mistake. I began to have dreams, vivid dreams of my father, my sister, grandmother, and uncle. We were all driving in a convertible together, and they were telling me it was okay and that they loved me. They said it'd be okay and I'd understand one day. I had a few other nice dreams like this, but the bad, it was coming. With my mind being opened and weakened by depression, I was being stalked by others. On Halloween, my mother decided to throw a party at the house. I had some friends over, and my other sister was in from out of town. We confined ourselves to my bedroom. We were telling stories, and mine came up about the Ouija board. By coincidence, my sister's friend, who is much older than I, said she's a Wiccan and has a powerful Ouija board in his car if we want to use it. We said, sure. After all, I knew the crappy ones worked. Let us see what this thing could do. He carried it in a black case with golden clips. Inside was a solid black Ouija board with golden symbols. The moving piece was carved from ivory and had a window of crystal. We were using it and laughing when something happened. Something evil had taken control of the board. It went from answering cute, easy questions to saying funny answers to dark, evil, and cruel answers. My friend's grandmother had passed away. When she asked, "Do you know my grandma?" It replied, "Yes." She asked, "Could you get her?" It replied, "No." She said, "Why not? Do you know where she is?" "Yes." "Where is she?" we asked, and it replied, "Hell, suffering." The room became silent, and she began to cry. The room felt eerie and cold. A dark presence could be felt by everyone. We all had goosebumps. My sister's friend who had the board said he knew this was risky to do on Halloween and began to question the entity. He demanded its name, and it eventually replied, I won't say the name here. He said he had to leave and that it was an awfully bad spirit and he had believed it to be a demon. He left in a flash. I never heard from him again. My room felt eerie for weeks after that, so bad I refused to sleep in there for a while. A couple weeks later, I came home from school and was home alone. I was walking to my room down the hall when I passed by my mother's room and I stopped. Just felt like I had to look in her room. I stayed for a second, staring at her bed when it happened again. I heard the same voice I'd heard years before. It said my name again, just like the last time. I became paralyzed for a moment. My eyes teared. I had goosebumps over my entire body. I felt pure fear. I left the house again. I kept asking myself, am I crazy? Did I experience this or do I hear things? Now I did hear it. Clear as day. This was only the start of my problems. Eventually, I started sleeping in my room again. One night I was lying in my bed. I'd just gotten comfortable. The lights were off, but my eyes had adjusted. I could somewhat see and I felt a presence. It made me uncomfortable. I kept looking around the room because I kept thinking I heard a slight movement. I thought maybe my dog was in the room, but nope. I heard the dog bark in the other room earlier and my door was closed. I tried to ignore it and I closed my eyes. I began to feel something touching me, but it was not human. I felt the electricity. It was cold. And it was moving up my leg to the knee and stopped. I was in a panic but did not move. I thought, just stay still and it'll go away. Don't open your eyelids. It did not touch me for a moment. Then I felt a powerful zap to my leg as if it almost like punched me to wake me. I did not respond. It happened again. I got hit harder this time, higher up my leg. It felt powerful and all I could feel was like electricity. When it hit me, like getting zapped with a taser. Again, I didn't respond. I just laid there, hoping it would go away. One last time, it hit me in the chest, as if someone pushed me. But it was so hard that I opened my eyes and sat up to run. Just then, I was thrown back onto my bed. All I could feel was this tremendous weight on the top of me, almost crushing my lungs. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't scream for help. I couldn't move. All I could feel was this heavy, cold electricity throughout my entire body. It lasted maybe 10 to 15 seconds, but felt like an eternity. As soon as it came, it was gone. I jumped out of bed and ran out of the house, screaming. Got on my knees in my yard, caught my breath. What just happened? Oh my God. My mother said, you just had a bad dream. I was awake the entire time. I wasn't even tired. If I was ever sure about anything in my life, this was it. This happened. This was only the beginning of my nightmare, though. Over the next couple of months, I began becoming more and more depressed and withdrawn. I was constantly angry, hurting those around me. I'd seclude myself in my room in complete darkness. I'd listen to music. I began to cut myself with razor blades. I'd cut my arms for no apparent reason. I just felt like I had to. The pain felt soothing to my depression. I began to experience blackouts for hours at a time, and I'd hear stories of me doing things and being places that I had no memory of. My mother would ask me, who are you? Your eyes are not your eyes. My mom felt it would be best for me to get away for a bit, so I went to visit my sister in another state where things got even worse. My sister was terrified of me and would ask me, what's wrong with you? She said I would sleepwalk and talk in my sleep, saying horrible things. This would anger me greatly, and I'd scream at her. I left because of it. On the plane on the way home, I sat next to a man who had an unusual interest in my life and my religion. We spoke, and I eventually told him my story, why I had gone to Texas. He tells me he's a pastor who travels the world doing missionary work and thinks it's important we meet when we get back home. Gave him my number, not expecting to hear from him again. A week later, he calls me and wants to come and have dinner at my house. He asked to speak to my mother, so I gave her the phone and she made plans. He came a few days later. He's not alone. He showed up with two other people from his church. He explained his religious beliefs and said there's a supernatural war between good and evil and that just as God exists, so does his counterpart. He said just as angels exist, so do demons. He said that because in my weakened state from depression, my spiritual connection and using Ouija boards, it leaves me open for a type of possession. He said demons cannot control you as the movies portray, but they can enter your mind at its weakest moment and put thoughts such as the cutting and the anger. He says the blackouts weren't when it would block out my perception and attempts to take complete control, kind of like a test drive. The pastor and his people did a ritual in my room on me. It took 45 minutes and I didn't feel any different at first, but I stopped cutting, stopped blacking out, and my depression grew less and less. Was it an exorcism Was I possessed? I don't know. I don't care, but whatever he did helped. My room felt a lot better to be in, too. This concludes the worst part of my experiences, but not the last. Since then, I've been fine. I still have my deja vu. I still have enhanced perception, and I still have my vivid dreams. However, I refuse to use any type of connection device such as a Ouija board ever again. After all, the pastor believed that's how the demon found me in the first place. For years, I've been free of negative energy. That is until the other nights. I'm 27 now, and it's been 10 years since those experiences, but evil is still lurking in the shadows of my life, seeming to just wait for another opportunity. The next morning, my mother sent me a text message asking when I'd be coming over. I hit reply and said, "I'll be there in about 15. Later in the day, to clear my outbox, I noticed something both disturbing and frightening. The text I had sent my mother was sent to the phone number 666. This is how it looked on my phone. 666 to 666. Be there in 15. There's no possible way I typed that, nor did anyone else. Was this a warning or a message? I don't know, but I get it. I know a lot of this sounds far out. I don't expect everyone to believe it, but know this. Whether you believe in the spiritual world or not, it believes in you. And it will do everything it can to be a part of your life.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
If data management is slowing down your business, you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here, and one here, and one here, and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates, all in one place. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
If data management is slowing down your business, you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here, and one here, and one here, and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates, all in one place. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
If data management is slowing down your business,
you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here, and one here, and one here, and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates, all in one place. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Y'all,
it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If data management is slowing down your business,
you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here and one here and one here and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates all in one place. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If data management is slowing down your business,
you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here and one here and one here and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates all in one place. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If data management is slowing down your business,
you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here and one here and one here and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates all in one place. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If data management is slowing down your business,
you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here and one here and one here and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates all in one place. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If data management is slowing down your business,
you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here and one here and one here and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates all in one place. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Danielle Robay, the host of Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club, a podcast by Hello Sunshine and iHeart Podcasts. I'm partnering with Simple Mills, and I've just found my new go-to reading snack, Simple Mills Almond Flour Crackers. Think of this as a quick book-style review because these crackers deserve it. The premise? A snack that feels light, not heavy. Made with almond flour, sunflower seeds, and flax seeds. Nutrient-dense ingredients your body can use, not empty carbs. And the taste? Crunchy classic flavors that leave you feeling energized. For a good plot twist, try Pop'ems. Cheesy, airy, poppable crackers packed with veggies. Final verdict? These are a shelf staple. Find Simple Mills at your grocery store.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get a full body reset anywhere you go with Dr. Teal's Magnesium Spray. It's a concentrated magnesium blend of pure Epsom and Dead Sea salts, all bundled up in a convenient on-the-go bottle. A few quick sprays will relax your body and mind and keep you feeling recharged all day long. It's wellness you can feel, and you can find it in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teal's. Yep, you needed that.